Welcome one, welcome all to Texans Huddle. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm filling in for Patty Smith this week. She's on top secret government business. And to my right is the voice of the Houston Texans, none other than Mark Vandermeer. Mark, we're here at the Battle Red Ladies Fantasy Football event at the House of Blues in downtown Houston. You know football is almost here when we're at this event.
You know, Drew, I know Patty's going to be really upset she wasn't here tonight, but she is on secret business. And actually, you might see her later on in the show. But this is all about tonight, Battle Red Ladies informing this Ladies Texans group about fantasy football, answering their questions, helping them get even more involved with the sport they love so much.
Yes, this is a fun event in what is otherwise the quietest week of the entire calendar year. But next week things change, and they change rapidly, because at the end of it, on that Saturday, training camp starts, and thank heavens it does.
Yeah, I can't wait, Drew, and I know the fans can't wait as well. In fact, earlier this week, the Houston Texans announced that the training camps, several of the practices, will be open to the public. And they're going to have joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons as well. We already knew that. And the Broncos on the road. But most importantly for the fans, they logged on to HoustonTexans.com this week, got tickets, got ready. It's going to be a little bit different. Parking in the green lot, the entrance to the fan area will be through Merworth. And that'll just be one of the differences. But, of course, we have an entirely new coaching staff, and that's the big difference with the Houston Texans.
Oh, absolutely. And even though there's a coaching change, you're still going to see ambassadors. You're still going to see Houston Texans cheerleaders, Toro. There will be the school supply drive that always goes on. So make sure you bring out the school supplies for that. But you brought up the Falcons coming to town. That's an exciting aspect of training camp. They're also going to practice in Denver against the Broncos. We haven't seen that since 2010, practicing against another team. Back then, that was when the Texans went against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, Drew, it's going to be interesting because I remember back in the day they did this a lot. The Oakland Raiders were at the Houston Methodist Training Center. The Denver Broncos, once upon a time, were at the Houston Methodist Training Center. The Miami Dolphins, they actually had a scrimmage with the Dolphins inside the stadium at one point in history, but they haven't done it since 2010. They had that relationship with the Saints. Now you're going to go Falcons, Broncos in back-to-back weeks. You know, I know Coach O'Brien loves the competition. I guess I would be a little worried about the wear and tear, but he knows what he's doing. He wants to get maximum effort out of his players during this time of year. And after you have that game with the Broncos, then you have that fourth preseason game where you play the twos and threes, rest the vets, and they'll have a little bit of a break with Labor Day weekend before the opener against the Redskins. So it should all play out well as far as rest goes after those two difficult weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a nice added twist to what we've seen over the past couple summers. Well, training camp is almost upon us, but right after training camp, August 30th, it's the 2014 Advocare Texas kickoff. That's a whopper of a game. Wisconsin taking on the LSU Tigers. You know NRG Stadium is going to be rocking. And we joked about Patty Smith. She's not doing top secret work for the government. She's actually in Alabama at SEC Media Days. And Mark, she caught up with team president Jamie Roots.
All right, thanks so much, Drew. Boy, Drew and Mark look like they're having some fun with the Battle Red Ladies.
Battle Red Ladies, I'll tell you, we've got tremendous support from our fans, particularly among the women of Houston.
But president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Roots, and I hanging out in Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days. You're a busy man. I see you out there shaking hands, kissing babies, doing all the right things. What exactly are you doing out here, Jamie?
Well, almost a decade ago, we got involved in the college football business, representing Houston's interests with the bowl game, the Texas Bowl. Really started in a pretty modest place, but delivered great crowds and got some attention in our first 4 years. Then we became affiliated with two BCS conferences, with Big 12 and Big 10. And just recently redid our deals for another 6 years. Big 12, SEC, this is really the realization of the dream for us in terms of Houston's bowl prospects.
Well, and you kind of said it. You said it is a dream. It's the perfect matchup. The SEC, of course, has just become such a powerful conference to be able to have them at NRG in Houston for a bowl game. And kind of like you told me earlier, a lot sooner than you anticipated that happening.
Well, we had hoped from the beginning. So you hope for the best, and then you look at what the opportunities are and do your very best at that level and then take a step forward if you're successful. So fortunately, we're at this point where we can welcome in the two most relevant regional conferences for the city of Houston. What our fans said from the beginning they wanted to be, Big 12, SEC. We'll have two great teams each year for the next 6 years, and who knows what the future holds, but I know the next 6 years is going to be fantastic.
But before that, it all kicks off with a little LSU Wisconsin.
Yeah, the Advocare Texas kickoff. This is our second year. LSU Wisconsin, arguably the biggest game of the Labor Day weekend. It's going to happen right in Houston, Texas. Really a tribute to the tremendous support for football overall in the Houston area, but for college football specifically, and now to have this bookend opportunity, one of only three cities in America that have ongoing annual opening and closing games, us, Dallas, Atlanta. We're proud to be part of that that family and look forward to presenting some great games into the future.
Are tickets still available for that game?
We've got a few left. We've held those back to take care of a variety of purposes, but over the next week or two, they'll be sold through. So if folks are interested, go to Ticketmaster and see what's there.
All right. Also being announced this week, a few other things came out. The training camp dates have been announced and some fan availability for those.
Right. Great opportunity for our fans to get up close and personal with their team. We try to keep a very intimate setting, chance to see the team as it's coming together, see them in a little bit of a different environment than you do on game day with a wait list of almost 30,000 people. You know, people are really looking for those opportunities to connect with the team. This is just one more way that we can provide them access to the team they love so much.
Also, the theme days have been announced. You've got your typical, the Liberty White, the opening one,
right.
Deep Steel Blue, Battle Red days. A couple other ones on there as well?
Absolutely. Well, Fan Appreciation Day at the end of the year.
Brought to you by Fox Sports.
There we go. I thought I'd throw that in. The beginning of the season, though, with our state of football, where we celebrate football at all levels in preseason. Texans Care Day, where we celebrate all the things that we do in the community. As an organization, we're about three things: win championships, create memorable experiences, and do great things for Houston. Certainly, we want to be able to tell those stories of the lives that we've impacted because we're here in this community.
Well, and before I let you go, I mean, obviously the team not coming off a record that they anticipated or wanted to be at last season, but all the things you've mentioned, the excitement is still, I mean, when you have 30,000 fans on a waiting list to come watch a training camp practice, the excitement's still out there in the community around this team, and I know as an organization with a new coaching staff and all these great changes, you're expecting some big things.
Well, we're blessed and humbled to have such a tremendous fan base. They really are truly passionate about this team. There's been a bit of a resurgence with Bill O'Brien having the number one selection in the draft. Lots of energy around this team, a new attitude, a team-first mindset that is going to be exciting. And then don't forget, we also have the nucleus of a team that was a back-to-back AFC South champion. So lots of things to be excited about as we roll into this football season.
All right. Always great talking to you, even if I have to come all the way to Alabama to do it.
Good to talk to you, Patty.
All right. Let's send it back down to the House of Blues, guys.
Boy, how about Patty Smith having to go all the way to Alabama to get an interview with Texans president Jamie Roots, also president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. But, Drew, I love this relationship that the organization has with the SEC. It's going to really be fruitful. When you look at the bowl game, when you look at the kickoff game, it's terrific.
Oh, yeah, it bookends the college football season. We heard Jamie talk about that. We've heard him talk about that over the past few years. But a big bang-up game at the start. You got the bowl game pitting the Big 12 and the SEC at the end. Can't wait. I can't wait to see Energy Stadium. I'm going to be there. I know you will be, too. It's going to be so much fun. Well, that was a good interview from Patty. We've got a special guest, a quarterback from the local area. None other than Case Keenum, going to join us for a one-on-one. Don't go anywhere. You're immersed in Texans Huddle. So happy that you're back with us here on Texans Huddle. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer here at the Battle Red Ladies Night. Some fantasy football learning going on by the ladies behind us. So much fun. Training camp is approaching, and with it, we'll see a whole new crop of quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzpatrick was named the starter late in OTAs and minicamp, and needless to say, there will be some changes there.
Absolutely, Drew. You know, Tom Savage, of course, drafted in the fourth round, looked pretty good in the offseason practices, and look who's still around. Case Keenum from the University of Houston, the all-time leader in NCAA passing history. You had a chance to catch up with him earlier.
Yep, this guy, Case Keenum, imparting some knowledge on the ladies tonight. What's it like talking a little fantasy football?
Well, I have two sisters, so, you know, they were coaches' kids as well, so they may know her a little bit more than these ladies, but, you know, we're going to try.
How much, if any, football, fantasy football do you actually play?
You know, I played 1 year in college, but I didn't like it. It kind of made me not root for my teams. I didn't get the guys I wanted, so it was kind of hard to root against the guys that I was always fans of.
I guess you got to love coming to an event like this. I mean, you just heard the cheers for you on the entrance. You get a chance to connect with the fans. It's a different type of event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's cool. It's definitely a side of you know, playing in the NFL that a lot of people don't really see, and you can see it as a, you know, as a burden to go do, you know, different stuff. But it really is fun, and it's a cool opportunity, like you said, to interact with fans. And you know, I mean, obviously, I think you know, they're excited to be here too. So it's a lot of fun.
And I'm guessing you're pretty excited about your third NFL training camp. Does it seem weird to hear that? Three NFL training camps in the books?
Yeah, I mean, I'm, I guess, officially a veteran, you know, having a year under my belt and, you know, another year as far as training camp goes with practice squad year. But I'm excited. I'm excited about this year. I'm excited to get going and continue to improve and, you know, get ready for the 2014 Texan season.
Yeah, you know, since minicamp ended, you've been throwing to a lot of your teammates back at U of H, haven't you?
You know, they just asked me if I was going to throw with them, and, you know, I told them I would text them, and, you know, we've had a bunch of guys rolling in and out, you know, all over the team, guys in and out of the city, so just depending on where they're traveling. But we've had a good group of guys come and throw, and I think we got better. I think, you know, I think everybody's in the best shape of their life and ready to go for camp.
It's going to be an exciting, invigorating offense to take part in, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. It will be. I'm excited. I love playing quarterback, and I love playing quarterback in this offense, so I'm excited about that.
All right, well, we got to get let you go. You got to impart some knowledge on the ladies. This is Case Keenum, fantasy football expert. Thanks for the time, man.
You got it.
I love hearing from Case Keenum. I know the fans do. Great job, Drew. Well, coming up, Case Keenum, yeah, he's a story. Chris Myers, he's been a story for a while. Two-time Pro Bowl center. We'll hear what he has to say next on Texans Huddle.
Glad you're back with us here on Texans Huddle at the House of Blues in downtown Houston. It's Battle Red Ladies Night, Mark. They're learning about fantasy football. Way too early for me, at least, to do my fantasy football. It's still mid-July. I know you kind of wait as well.
Hey, I have Aaron the Fantasy Girl run my draft because it really is a time-consuming thing when you really want to do it right, particularly if you're me and you want to win. So I have the experts do it for me, but I know so many people love to get involved with this. That's why these Battle Red ladies are here learning more about fantasy football.
Yes, and one position, one of a few positions that's neglected in fantasy football is the offensive line. So there's five positions, actually. Center Chris Myers, an integral part of that offensive line here in Houston. He's an absolute team leader, and he's been with the team since 2007. Patty had a chance to catch up with him, had some interesting things to say about the season to come and more.
It's been a real fun transition so far. Coach O'Brien and the staff are very demanding staff on the players. I think just in general, if you're a professional and you're not kind of open to the new staff and what they're kind of bringing in, you shouldn't be in the game. We're just, every day, you could tell we're working real hard, kind of working for each other, trying to be the best player you can be to be able to be an overall great team.
You know, you talk about all those differences. Can you specifically tell us what some of the things are? I mean, you've been, this clearly is not your first rodeo by any stretch. What is different, and what do the players sense out there that you have to do differently based on this coach?
It's not necessarily what you're having to do differently. It's just like when a new staff comes in, you got to be open to change, whatever that may be, because every staff's going to have their own quirks, you know. And as a guy, I'm in year 10, so I'm treating it like my rookie year all over again. I try and do that year in and year out. Treat it like my first, treat it like my last, and I think that gets the best out of you. You know, with the new guys coming in, and they understand that it's a brand new staff, and it's not from last year, and the vets need to be able to kind of convey that to the younger guys that we need to buy in, and we need to be able to take this under our wings right now, work as hard as we can day in and day out, and success will come.
Is that kind of refreshing after 10 years to kind of do things differently versus, and you know, the comfort zone of, you know, how it's done and this is how we always do it, to kind of learn some new things and try some new things?
Based upon the fact that I'm really open to it, yes. I mean, I'm really liking everything that we've been doing so far, you know, with Coach Fitzgerald in the weight room and the strength staff. It's been pretty impressive to watch every single player, to a man, work their butts off. And anyone that's been here seeing us doing that can attest to it. So it's going to be pretty exciting heading here in training camp.
You have to be a smart player to play for Coach O'Brien. True? And what is it about what he's implementing that requires kind of that focus, that thought?
I think any coach or staff is going to want smart players in general. But Coach O'Brien is just a guy that has his own way of doing things. And I think that us being able to kind of be a part of that, you understand that you need to be able to understand what the guy next to you is doing. I think every single player on our team is trying to understand the overall process of what this team's trying to do. And if you can understand that to a man and defensively, offensively, and special teams, I think it's going to make the whole team a lot better.
Coming off of 2-14, nobody enjoyed any part of it, but what can you learn from it? What do you guys as a team learn from that moving forward?
You just move forward from it, and we're on this year right now. You know, the last year's in the past, and we're focused on this year. It's an overall new goal, and you just got to work hard, work your butts off.
Thanks so much, Patty. We are rocking and rolling here on Texans Huddle, and when we come back, you're going to learn a little bit more about what happened tonight. It was a fun evening. The ladies learning about fantasy football and rubbing elbows with none other than Case Keenum. We'll be back in just a bit. With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Texans Huddle. What a selection it was. This is such a fun night. That's a lame intro, I know, but that's why Patty Smith's coming back next week, right?
Yeah, well, it's not because of your performance. She's just off for the week, and I do miss her. Not because of your performance either.
This event behind us, so much fun, and it's a perfect chance for the ladies to connect with the organization, learn a little bit, and just cut loose and rub elbows with some of their friends.
Boy, it's a great Texans event, Drew, and it also connects them with professional football. You know, you follow a lot of different players in fantasy football. It keeps you following the game in a very different way. And remember this, the fan base of the National Football League, over 40% consists of women. So the ladies are interested in professional football, gentlemen. I mean, it's from eons ago where this was a man's game. Everybody loves NFL football, and this is another way to get them hooked up.
A panel of experts spread some knowledge, and needless to say, a good time had by all. Fantasy football ain't no joke. Some people even get championship rings. Aaron Skelly explained.
I won, and I'm proud of it.
What sort of league hands out championship rings? This is not just some run-of-the-mill, you know, sign up and pay $5, right?
Well, they didn't actually hand them out. I went on eBay. But I earned it. I did get first place, so I thought I was entitled to go bid on one on eBay.
Why is this night so much fun? I mean, it's an annual rite of passage almost, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just love that football is back, first of all. And then you know this. I am totally addicted to fantasy football, so this means my season is back, too.
You've been doing this since the days of graph paper. Graph paper's still around, but graph paper, rulers, pencils, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I can remember checking the stats, you know, every day for baseball, and then eventually football. And then after that, there were stats that you could subscribe to that were mailed to you. And then finally, the internet. Thank goodness.
What are the two or three biggest pieces of advice you impart tonight? What do you talk about?
Yeah, well, one, be prepared. So, and I get it. If you're a first-timer, you know, what does that even mean? You know who's injured. You know, don't draft Josh Gordon. You know who's not going to be playing. But you know what? If you have been playing, become a little more comfortable with doing a little bit of scouting on your own and not just looking at what the so-called experts say. You know, who do you like?
You're going to draft Mark Vandermeer's fantasy team. Are you going to mess with him and put a bunch of you know, crummy players on it?
No, I'm going to get him one of these.
We're back at Battle Red Ladies Night, presented by State Farm. And Mark, we should have worn a tie because the good-looking guy in between us, Chester Pitts, did.
If you're going to show up and be in public, you might as well look your best. I'm just saying.
You're always so dapper, though. Now, were you this well-dressed as a player?
Absolutely not. It's the Battle Red Ladies on me. Of course I'm going to put on me dressed to the nines.
Wait a minute. This is your demographic. This is women, maybe over the age of 25.
Yes.
This is your demo.
Yes. And these,
a man who's been on Ellen 17 times should know.
It's actually only 11, but hopefully we'll get to 17.
Nobody's keeping count.
I mean, not that I'm keeping count and not that I have it etched on my wall at home. No, of course not. I don't have photos from every time I was on the couch or anything like that. No, no way.
Hey, he alluded to it. This type of event is right in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
When it comes to fantasy football, how much fun do you have with it when you're talking with the ladies?
Well, you know, this is really funny. So I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to have a great time with this. But I've actually never done fantasy football myself, like built a team, put it all together. It's For me, it's really difficult. It's hard for me to change or turn those gears in my head. I know about real football and the way it's really played, but to learn the way fantasy football is and to be an expert at that, it's just going to take too much work. So, I leave that to the pros at fantasy football, and I stay in my lane and talk about real football.
You also had a chance to connect with some other fans of the Houston Texans recently. It was a really cool event. How did that go down?
So the season ticket members, yes, I know that, members, it was awesome to be able to go out, deliver the tickets to them. I mean, it was so much fun. The Houston Texans are always, they're always finding a way. And when I say finding a way, like, when there's an emphasis to make the experience at the game days better, they go all out, they put all their heads together, they crush it and find a way to make it better. Best experience at the game, hands down, the league right now. And now it's always just about adding value and showing a little bit of love to all the folks that support you throughout the years. And that's what the Texans are the best at. I mean, there's no question about it. And for me, it was an honor to be asked to do something like that, to represent, this brand and this team. It was very, very cool for me. I was very excited to go do it. And then if you could see the elation on the fans' faces when you deliver the tickets, I got really nice emails about folks. I mean, and we're not talking about two-liner emails. We're talking about half-a-page emails. They spent the time to say it was a great experience. It was awesome. Thank you, Houston Texans. So it was very cool, and I had a blast doing it.
Yes, and the caps lock was used extensively in some of those emails. But, hey, the next time.
But tell them. For a good reason.
Yeah, for a good reason.
It wasn't all caps everything because of anger. It was all caps everything because of delight and enjoyment.
Well, the next time this show airs, we'll be on the eve of players reporting for training camp. Yes. And hallelujah, we can't wait. This has been a fun edition of Texans Huddle. Chester, thank you. Mark, thank you. We'll see you next time.